This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Hey, man. Is it true you're a deadhead, too? Hey, man. Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, and we bring to you the Royals manager, Matt Quatrero. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Hey, Matt. Thanks for
good morning.
Thanks for not letting me go to the grocery store last night and buy cigarettes, because boy, that game had me to the max. But you get the win, a big win. I can exhale.
Look like you exhaled a little bit in that handshake line last night too.
How'd that one feel?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there was a sense of relief to get the win. You know, clearly it's been a really tough week for us, and with all the work and all the energy and effort everybody puts into this every day, you know, you play to win. I mean, we know what's at stake. We know what we have right in front of us. And to get that win yesterday, regardless of how you get it, is a tremendous relief. And you know, I feel really good for the guys that they could exhale a little bit. And I certainly did as well. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was the first time, like, watching the handshake line, looking at you, I was like, oh, my God, he's feeling like us today. Like, I could see you kind of just, you know, it's hard to describe it like that, just that weight getting taken off your shoulders, right? I mean, you go 27 innings without a run. Now we're into extra innings. You find a way to win. You could just see it, man. And now you've got so much more freedom, I guess you could say, to go out there and play knowing, hey, we got that win under our belt. You're not battling, you know, the demons. Oh, 8 losses in a row now and still not scoring any runs.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta approach today as a totally new day. You just don't know what this game's gonna bring. I mean, we're playing teams that we're not familiar with, the pitchers we're not familiar with. I mean, and it's different. You know, I mean, you end the game, end the season with 12 out of 15 games against National League teams, which is pretty unique. And you know, our guys, you know, they'll be prepared. They do their work. They're ready to go, but as far as what today brings, you know, they got to turn the page and start over, you know. And I think there's definitely relief from yesterday, but that doesn't mean that we have anything figured out, right? We got 5 games to go, and they're all going to be unique. They're all going to be different. They're going to unfold in different ways, and we need to be ready for whatever comes our way.
I thought yesterday was a prime example of what a playoff game is all about, where you don't get many runs. You were pinch hitting early in that game, trying to scratch across a run, utilizing the bullpen the way that you did yesterday. Like, that felt like a postseason game. I felt like the players got postseason experience. You got some kind of postseason managerial experience in that game yesterday. Was that a postseason game for you?
Well, I mean, I think when you go into the the last week of the season here, and pretty much every game is like that. I mean, you're going to need – we know we need to get some wins. We know we need to play well. And every game is going to be different. Like I said, yesterday happened to be the ultimate pitcher's duel, right? Nine scoreless, and you have to figure out any way you can to try to put your guys in the best position to succeed. Now, we have a lot of guys on this team that have playoff experience, so I think that's helpful. As far as whether it's managing playoff experience, you know, trying to force the issue a little bit, you know, because of the fact that we haven't scored a lot of runs. I mean, we went to Blanco early, you know, pinch hitting. We pinch hit in the normal spots where we would as far as the time of the game. So I don't think we went crazy doing anything different, but. We're trying to scratch anything across, because the way Reagan's and we were set up in the bullpen, we felt pretty good about limiting their chances.
Yeah, you bring up Blanco, and I think the two things that really stuck out to me last night, obviously the bullpen was fantastic. I mean, I only had one scary moment where I, you know, was kind of shell-shocked. I think a lot of people were at that Gallo foul ball. I kind of watched everybody's reaction like, oh!
Did you know he was still in the league until he got to the plate yesterday? Because us were so. Like, I don't remember. I thought he was retired years ago.
Well, no, I was aware he was.
Yeah, no, I was just saying. Funny thing is, he's only 30 years old. The game will age you, but no, I thought the Blanco thing was interesting. You know, steals second, and then the steal to third. I love the aggressiveness, because you know, look, you're pining and scraping for any sort of run at that moment, and you know, he's a proven base stealer. But all lefties out of the bullpen except for Irsig at the very end, like that as well. And I love the aggressive on the base path.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure not everybody does, but that's you know, we've seen Blanco do that a ton of times, where he goes in and steals second, steals third, and you know, hits have been tough to come by. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, I was thinking if we get a chance to score a run without getting a hit, you know, where we were in the batting order, I thought that was a chance worth taking. He just, you know, you got to give them credit. He didn't get there, and they threw him out. So. But, yeah, as far as the lefties, I mean, we've talked about that quite a bit. I mean, Bubich and Long are pretty neutral, if not better, against righties. Those guys, we feel really good getting righties out. Well, the lineup, Nationals lineup was in a good spot to bring Zerpa in there with the two lefties that we didn't think they would pinch hit for. Those guys, you know, Zerpa's thrown the ball really well since he's come back. And, you know, clearly we're going to go to Irsig there at that spot.
What were you thinking in the first inning? Load the bases, nobody out, and then two, like, plays. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before. The shortstop going up, firing a second base, and that cat on the mound catching the ball the way that he like. I mean, like, what was your mindset after that first inning?
Well, I mean, when we had the bases loaded, you know, I felt really good about Yuli doing something there, and he did. I mean, he squared that ball up. You can't hit the ball any better than that. They made a great play. You know, Bobby's trying to be aggressive, getting a chance to score there. And, you know, the double play, that was really demoralizing at that spot. then Freddie, I'm not sure if that ball gets up the middle or not, but to field it the way he did was just, you know, a little extra salt in the wound there to, you know, you think maybe it'll get up the middle at some point. You know, Freddie's unlikely to beat out an infield hit, but you never know. But, you know, then the game settles in. I mean, we feel good. We got Cole on the mound, and, you know, you're still thinking you're going to have a chance, and we did have other chances to punch some runs across. We just haven't been able to get that elusive hit.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan. Matt, I want to bring this up because I was glued, man, at the TV last night. I didn't even change a channel. I didn't watch anything. I sat through the damn rain delay, and I watched your post-game press conference, and you were getting, you know, asked by the media, and you said that Cole didn't have his best stuff, yet 89 pitches, 6 innings, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. I mean, I'm ready to see that man in the playoffs put that kind of, because to me, if that's in the playoffs, I'm good with that. That ain't his best stuff. I'm ready, man. I think he's good to go.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean that he didn't perform. He performed, clearly, you know, but, you know, his command was a little off, a couple of the walks that, you know, and again, when you're as good as Cole is, he's raised the bar for what, you know, when I'm making comments like that, it's just when you see him get ahead of somebody 0-2 and then throw 6 or 7 more pitches or, you know, the guy gets on, like when he's really dialed in, he gets ahead of the guy 0-2 and that's it. It's over. You know, those kinds of things. I mean, that's very nitpicky on my part. But, you know, velo might have been a tick down, but I agree with you. I mean, we're going to feel tremendously good every time he takes the mound, regardless of whether it's his best stuff or not, because he's proven that he can do it, and he can. We've seen all kinds of things, you know, like he'll give up a run or two early and then go seven after that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just he gives us a great chance to win.
You can tell me no comment or next question on this one, but would he be your open? Would he be playoff game one starter?
Well, you know, it just depends on how we get there. I mean, he's currently lined up to pitch the last day of the season against Atlanta if we still need him. You know, so now that we know, you know, we're not in the division race, a lot of things can happen. You know, we'll have to see where we are coming down to that last day. Clearly, if we can get in earlier and line those guys up, we would be able to line up him or Lugo or Waka. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feel really good about our starters, which we've talked about a lot. So we hope that we don't need him on the last day of the season so he can be available in that first round.
How are you going to approach, you know, say you got the opportunity to clinch tomorrow, okay? Let's say you clinch tomorrow and everything's taken care of. Are you going to pull back a little bit and start then thinking about that postseason type of stuff? Or are you going to still continue to go out there and put your best guys in the opportunity to go win games to try to set up a better matchup instead of saying, you know what, we don't want Detroit finishing against us. We want to play Baltimore. We don't want to play Houston. How does that all factor in?
Yeah, I have not crossed that bridge. We still have a lot of work to do, and I can't even answer that right now, Bob, because I don't know what even that means. To be honest, who do we want to play? I don't think we care. I think, you know, we're on the road regardless.
Right.
You know, and maybe I'm wrong in that, but I have not given that any thought about who I would rather play or that kind of stuff. We're just concentrating on trying to win a baseball game today.
When you were leaving on Sunday and you guys were having the off day on Monday, did you tell these guys to pack for 9 days on the road and everybody's got nine pairs of clean drawers ready to go? Because, you know, after Atlanta, then it's on to wherever the postseason is. So you guys pack for 9 days, right?
Well, I know I did. I packed. I'm looking at my suitcase right now. Things overflowing. I'm planning on being on the road for a while. I told my wife, hopefully meet us in wherever we're going, and then have the kids ready to miss a bunch of school so they can go city to city here for the first couple trips. So I know that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and you know what? As a dad, I just got goosebumps for all of that because I remember what it was like for 14 and 15 with my kids and going to the games and being part of everything here. And I love the fact that you just said, yeah, kids, you're missing school because, you know, back in our day, you didn't miss school for anything. But, hey, dad's team's in the postseason. They're going to experience that, and they're going to get a hell of a lot more out of that than sitting in Miss Johnson's class. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, I can't say that. My parents and kid and my wife, they're all...
So are mine. So are mine.
I don't want to go out on a limb and say that. But, I mean, I think, you know, we're in this as a family. You know, all of our families live and die this with us. I mean, it's a long season. And there's a lot of things that they sacrifice for me and for, you know, the players to do what they do. And so... to be able to bring them along is something that, you know, and now my kids are, you know, they're not living and dying on every pitch like Dusty is, but, you know, they know, you know, this morning I talked to them, they're like, hey, you got to win, you know, like, so they're excited too. And, you know, so we're looking forward to a good couple days here, hopefully, to get it wrapped up.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a lot of fun to see you guys do that tomorrow night and clinch that thing. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun to see if you know who any of these baseball players are. All right. I got an 89 Tops featuring some guy who looks like he's sleeping in the dugout named Mike Flanagan.
He's got a hell of a 89. Mustache.
Yeah. If you're watching us online, you can see it.
Yeah, I'm not. 89, let's say Baltimore.
Oh. No, it's not. It's the Blue Jays. Okay. The Blue Jays. All right, here's another one.
You know what? You should, for the next time we do this, or whenever we do this again, you should then tell me on the back if he ever did play with the team that I did bring up.
Well, Flanagan was with the Orioles forever. Yeah, you knew that.
Well, not just him. I knew that one. Okay. But some of these, I'm like, I think I know some of these.
All right, what about 88 Tops Mike Kingery?
Seattle.
You got that one right. All right.
All right.
All right, let's see if you get one more. One more, all right? I got myself a 80.
Give me the George Brett one again.
You know what? I almost had it pulled out. I did. I've got an 89 Fleer Vance Law.
89 Vance Law. The White Sox.
No, close. The Chicago Cubs. And he did play for the White Sox in 82, 83, and 84.
Okay. So all right.
You were close. You were good. All right. Next time we talk to you, you're getting ready for a playoff game, probably game two of whatever series you're in. So we'll talk to you from the road in the postseason. How's that?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sound.
Okay, guys. Sounds good.
Take care.
Go get him, Matt.